Module 4 and Lesson 2, and today we're going a little deeper into how fear works and what actually happens. Hello, this is Surya Silva, welcoming you back to Life Beyond Limits for Women. This is Module 4 and Lesson 2. In this lesson, we're going to discuss bringing awareness to fear, and I'd like to start off with another story. This is a story from Leslie, who said to me, quote, "I'm so sick of myself. I'm sick of the habits and how it goes around and around, and the seesaw of my life. I seem to go up and down and all around and come back to the same place all the time. I do my best to push against the fear, and then it comes back again, and it's still right there. I'm scared about money, I'm scared about my relationship, and I'm scared I'm going to lose everything. Even though I know it's irrational, it keeps pulling at me. A part of me does know that I'm not my fear, and I know that I'm more than that. Holding on to that part of me, though, is the tough part." That story is so true for so many of us. Learning how to get off the merry-go-round is so important because it's habitual. Let's build more of your awareness. Sometimes life can be challenging. Fear takes over, it kicks in, and because it feels so real and so familiar, as we talked about in the last lesson, you begin to blame circumstances or other people. It's the normal thing to happen. And you blame other people because you believe that it's not your fault. Our society is a really blaming society. You've been taught to blame other people or the circumstances. That's not your fault. That's part of the conditioning and the social construct in which you live. However, once you blame someone else, you react to the circumstances or to the person from the outside in. You're reacting to all the external stimuli. And in that place of blaming, you put yourself in victim mode. And there's no power in being a victim. There's plenty of stories and no power. You continually blame, and of course it's always her or his fault, or what they did, or your job, or everything else, and not about you. It's your reaction in this scenario that's so important. The other side of that is when you take the time to respond to something. Now you operate from the inside out. This is where you start to have power. In order to respond, you have to step back and take some deep breaths. You know that when fear kicks in, it's just fear. It's not the real you. It's an emotion and a habit. It probably links to all of your old paradigms and stories, your beliefs in your subconscious mind that says you're not okay. You gain power as you start to build your awareness about your behaviors. You see, the truth is that life is about your consciousness, not the circumstances of your life. Your consciousness is your awareness of your state of mind and body and spirit. No matter what the programming says, no matter what the blaming culture says, it's not true. It's a false belief to think that life is about the circumstances. Your consciousness is your awareness of your body, your mind, and your spirit. It's what happens inside of you and outside of you. And it's about knowing that life happens through you, not to you. Let me say that again. Life happens through you, through your awareness. It doesn't happen to you. That's a victim place. That's why it's so important to wake up and to start to notice what's happening. It's so important to build your awareness and your consciousness. Here are some really classic examples of fear and why women don't do things. They might seem very real, in quotation marks. However, they're based in fear. I'd love to travel to wherever, but there are too many risks these days. If I was in a relationship, then life would be really good. You can't trust people because you know they'll only hurt you. Much better to keep close off. I'd love to start my own business, but I don't have the money, and that's how it is. If only I was more attractive, then I'd find a suitable partner. If I was better at doing such and such, I'd be able to get a really good job. I'd love to learn a new skill, but there are no courses where I live. Of course, this woman forgets that everything was online today. What do you say to yourself? What are your excuses? What fear kicks in for you and prevents you from being able to move through it in that moment in time? You have to move through the fear barrier, because when you lock into fear, you go into all those subconscious patterns that control your life. The very nature of the old habits and paradigms limit you by what you believe you can be, what you believe you can do, what you believe you can have and generate and achieve. They're limits of the mind. Now imagine for a moment changing all those old habits so that you start to build the belief in yourself that we talked about in the previous module. Imagine being free to create this life of your choice. That's why it's so important to build that belief in yourself, because you can move out of those old places. We're talking about a paradigm shift, a mind shift, a belief shift. Remember at the beginning of the first module, I said that self-awareness was the only tool that will liberate you beyond all the beliefs in your life. That's what's so fabulous about this work. You're teaching yourself how to do just that. The good news is there is another choice.